Welcome into the End of Money Podcast for KeenelandSelect.com. Tom Leach along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development, and we're talking about the opening day card of the spring meet at Churchill Downs for Saturday, May the 16th, as racing returns to Kentucky. And Jim, no stakes race on this particular card, but we're going to take a look at the late pick four, which is quite a handicapping quandary. Some big fields, some well-matched horses. It starts in the eighth race with a first-level allowance race for three-year-olds and up, going a mile on the turf. How much were you able to reduce this one down?
Yeah, I'm going to call our friend Ben Huffman, who's the racing secretary at Keeneland and Churchill, and just give him a hard time because he's put together a tough card here. Monomoy Girl is running in the fourth race, in case you didn't notice.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She's been off for over a year, and they put that in the fourth race because they didn't want to have a 1-5 in the late sequence, so, and they don't have one. So it's a good sequence. In the eighth race, I'm going to go deep here. My pick is actually the horse on the outside, the 12 horse, clear for action at 12-1 for DJ Hernandez and Eddie Keneally. I had a hard time finding a horse that was going to go to the lead in here. And I think this horse has enough positional speed that DJ's going to hustle him from the outside, and he could get to the lead. There's not a lot of speed inside him, and I think he's got a shot at getting the lead and going a long way. He's also got four wins lifetime. This is an allowance race that has never won a race other than or have never won two races, and a lot of them just won one race. So I like to have a horse that's got multiple wins, and this one fits the bill perfectly. So 4-12, ran against Lindery, who's going to be my second choice in here, the 7 horse, two back at Fairgrounds, and only got beat a length or so. So I think Clear for Action has got a good shot at 12-1. But I don't think it's a lot. So I'm going to use Bama Breeze for Rusty Arnold, first time in the Arnold barn. Tankerville, first time in North America for Bill Mott. Got all kinds of angles here. Danny California, the 5 horse for Rosario, another horse who fits that multiple win category with 4 wins lifetime. Lebec for Mike Maker, only 1 win, but took over from Kieran McLaughlin. This horse almost won a $50,000 claiming race at Belmont last time out. Lindery, as I mentioned, for Brad Cox, is probably going to be a post-time betting favorite. And the 12 horse clear for action. But if I was playing inside the race here, I'd take a shot at 12-1 if I got it clear for action.
I ended up going 5 deep in here and could have made it 6. If I have to take somebody on top, I think I'd lean to Tankerville. I like the work pattern for Bill Mott and Judd Mott. Potent combo here in Kentucky. And this horse won its debut, so that tells me he can be ready off a layoff like this. But I'm also going to use Limnery, the 7 for Cox Giroux, the 11 uncapped. Brandon Walsh was kind of cold in the last month down at Gulfstream. I'm guessing he was pointing for Kentucky, and I'm going to guess that he's going to do well as this meet unfolds. The 13, Where's Oliver for Ian Wilkes, if that one draws in. I'm going to include as well. And if it doesn't, then I'll use the 9, Moda Galley. This is the 6th start for this Chad Brown trainee and hadn't been on the turf yet, so now he ends up on the turf. That seems odd to me. So not really wild about this horse, but if the 13 doesn't draw in, I'll throw in the 9 there. And I could go deeper, like your 12 as well. So if there's another scratch, folks could throw that one in. But I'm going to go 4 deep when we get to the pick 4. The 9th race is a 50K claimer for non-winners of 2 lifetimes, so conditioned claiming race. 7 furlongs, 3-year-olds and up. I ended up on Adhar from Tom Amos's barn, making the 2nd start for Amos, and now drops into, I think, an easier spot. That was a tough field, I thought, last time out at Oaklawn, and there weren't many options for running other than Oaklawn for a lot of these trainers that are going to show up at Churchill. So I think those Oaklawn races were probably extra tough. And I'm going to be interested to see if horses coming out of those Oaklawn races are doing especially well. And so I'm going to go Adhar in here. I like the turn back from a mile on the 16th also. But it's a race where I could see a lot of options. So I'm going to go deep in here. Hirsch, I thought, caught a good field last time. And one of the interesting things to follow, Corey Lannery rides this horse. Corey normally tears it up in the Churchill Downs meet. And this is a little different because you have so many riders who maybe aren't traditionally at Churchill for as long a period as they probably figure to be here. So will that affect Corey's numbers? We'll see. But Hirsch with Corey Lannery I'm going to use the One Horse Patrol for Mark Cassie on a class drop. The 9 Box of Chocolates ran well at Churchill in the past. The 11 Smile Boyan, Motion and Rosario. The 12 Admire for Romans, who always tries to fire at Churchill. And if he draws in, the 15 Comedian for Steve Asmussen, I thought looked real intriguing. So 7 horses deep for me in that leg if they all get in, but I'm guessing they probably all won't. How about you in the second leg of the pick four?
Yeah, I'm confused here too. I like Adhar, the horse that you picked on top, but I went with another 12-1 shot. I'm gonna make a lot of money if these horses go off as big odds as Mike Battaglia says they will. I went with Sacred Oath, the 6 horse that you didn't mention. Moving up and claiming price, but also going from Wayne Catalano to Robertino Diodoro. And Diodoro is a 23% trainer and tore it up at Oaklawn. And this horse, he claimed this horse off Wayne. And I think the horse has got a lot of upside. Only 4 lifetime starts. Made up a lot of ground in the stretch. Now it stretches out from 6 furlongs to 7 furlongs. Claimed for Mary and Gary West. It didn't pan out for them, but when you get a Gary West horse for $40,000, that's not a bad deal. So I'm going to take Sacred Oath on top here, but I'm going to use a lot of others. You mentioned Patrol, the One Horse for Mark Cassie, Adhar for Amos, and Joe Talamo. And one thing you better watch at Churchill is Joe Talamo. He's riding lights out. He went to Oakland for the first time. He was leading rider down there. He's moved his tack to Kentucky from California, so I think he's going to get a lot of live horses. I'm going to use Box of Chocolates for John Ortiz, Smile Brian for Rosario in Motion, and Admire for Dale Roman. So we're a lot the same except for my top pick. But Sacred Oath for 6 horses, my top pick in ninth place.
And I will tell our listeners that if one of mine scratches, which I've got a horse off the also eligible list in Comedian, if one of those scratches on that Diodoro angle, I would say throw in the 6 if you're following on my ticket. The 10th race is an allowance optional claimer. This one also at 7 furlongs. It's for 3-year-old fillies. Most of them have won just one time. There's a few of them that have a second win. How'd you see the 10th?
Well, the 10th was a little more clear to me. When you go to a four race sequence and with full fields, you got a single somewhere, and I'm going to single Portrait, the 2 horse here for Brad Cox. Castellano picks up the mount. A little confusing that Giroux didn't take it, or maybe he had Castellano slated for this horse all along, because Giroux's ridden the horse well. Didn't run bad in the Silver Bullet Day at Fairgrounds. She only got beat a length and a quarter to Finite, who's one of the top 3-year-old fillies, and then came back an optional claimer and got beat ahead. Maybe that's why Castellano got the mount. I'm not sure, but dropping back to 7 furlongs. That's the best race that she's ever run at Ellis Park. She broke her maiden at 7 furlongs with 82 Buyer. And then they put her in 6 races, and she certainly didn't disgrace herself either at Churchill in the Pocahontas or in the Silver Bullet Day at Fairgrounds. So I think the 2 horse here, 1-to-1 distance, ran well at Churchill. Brad Cox Castellano is a 20% angle. I really couldn't see a lot more in here. 4 graces for Le Perroux and Wilkes. Didn't run very well last time out at Gulfstream, but if she runs back to her 7 furlong maiden debut, she won by a length and a half first time out, so she ran well at this distance. Aurelia Garland for Ortiz and Brissette. The horse has been off since May of 2019. So that's the other horses I see challenging Portrait, but I really like Portrait as a single here, and that's why I'm spending so much in the other races. This horse is not going to be 6-5. I think she's going to be 5-2, 3-1. But if you can get that single in, you can make some money in this pick four, and that's what I'm going to plan on doing right here.
And we always say we don't talk about our selections before we tape this podcast. I'm doing the same thing. I had to find a single, I thought, or at best being able to narrow it to 2, and I was thinking about going to 2 in here, and that just made the ticket too expensive. So I ended up singling Portrait on a lot of the angles you mentioned. This horse is stakes placed, finished 3rd in a graded stake. So I thought that was impressive for Portrait. Looks to be training up a storm. 4 graces was the other one I probably would have thrown in off that 83 Buyer in the debut, but she's not quite as battle-tested, I think, as Portrait is. So I'm going to single Portrait, but within the race, you could certainly look at 4 graces. Joysome for Brendan Walsh. Mentioned that Walsh angle again. Aurelia Garland was awfully impressive in that debut win, but that was a long time ago, last summer. But first time out, and so she could get ready off work. So might be one to take a look at on the tote board when you get to the race. That won't help you in the pick four, but the 11, Aurelia Garland, might be a little interesting. Miss T2, it would be probably the next one I would take a look at, but I'm in a single Portrait like you when we get to the pick four. The 11th race is an allowance for three-year-old fillies at 5.5 on the turf, and I wanted to go deep in here as well. I ended up taking one of the Wesley Wards, Chili Petten, the 11, bred to love the turf, and Wesley certainly usually points for the spring in Kentucky. Flies so pretty for Cassie and Rosario. Rosario didn't ride a whole lot for Cassie, so I think they probably think that's a live one. So I think those two I liked a lot, and if you want to go deeper somewhere else, I considered taking a stand with those two, going a little deeper in the preceding race. But I elected to give myself some more chances in this last race. Understandable with Corey Lannery, Breden Berry for Motion, and Johnny Velasquez. Fashionable Lady, a nice win in the debut at Churchill. That was in June of 19, but still has run well here. And then Carrick is the other Wesley Ward. So I'm going six deep in there. How about you in the 11th?
I still was saying Fly So Pretty is my pick, the 10 horse for Cassie and Rosario. All the good jocks stuck around for the nightcap here, but Rosario taking this mount in the last race of the day. Beat Carrick last time out, and I'm also going to throw Carrick in here. So that race at Aqueduct is really good. Came from 11 lengths out of it to run a filly down, and I think the 5.5 may be a little short, but I'm hoping there's some pace up front. There's a lot of speed in here. So I think the 10 hole is going to be a good place for Rosario to run down in the lane. If he doesn't do that, I've got a couple of backups. I use Call on Mischief for Michael Stidham. I use Carrick for Wesley Ward and Chili Petten for Wesley Ward, and then Breddenberry from Ocean and Velasquez. There's so many combinations here. When you look at all the jockeys coming in and trainers coming in pointing to this race meet, hard to leave them out because you can make a case for a lot of them. So my ticket's going to be close, right at $90, I think.
So give me your pick four ticket then.
All right, pick four ticket is go six deep in the first leg, 1, 4, 5, 6, 7, 12, with a 12 horse clear for action being my top pick. Then in the second leg, I go 1, 2, 6, 9, 11, 12, with a 6 horse Sacred Oath being my top pick. If I will open up this sequence 12-1 and 12-1, I will certainly be pulling for Portrait, my 2 horses I'm singling in the third leg. And then alive to 5 horses in the last, 3, 4, 9, 10, 11, with Fly So Pretty, the 10 horse being my top pick. So it's 1, 4, 5, 6, 7, 12, with 1, 2, 6, 9, 11, 12, with 2, with 3, 4, 9, 10, 11. And that's a cool $90, a little expensive, but has a chance to pay really nicely.
I'm going with an $84 ticket for the same reasons. First leg, 4, 7, 11, 13. Second leg, 1, 2, 8, 9, 11, 12, 15. And if one of those scratches, I'd throw in the 6. Singling the 2 in the third leg. And then 4, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11 in the last leg for an $84 ticket by my count. So be a nice way to start off the Churchill meet with one or both of us. And we could certainly, we have enough overlapping numbers, we could certainly both hit it again on the pick 4 as we did a couple of weeks ago out at Oaklawn for a nice little score of about 250, if I remember correctly. Want to remind you guys that Santa Anita is starting up this weekend. They've been cleared to resume racing again without fans. Same at Golden Gate. They're now running. So we have more tracks coming online, and I think probably more to come if all continues to go well. So enjoy the return of racing to Churchill Downs this week and other places around the country. Gives you a little more variety than certainly we have had recently. Jim, something else we want to mention. Keeneland's been involved with the Nourish Lexington program to help provide free meals to needy families. And now they've expanded it to include Nourish the Backstretch for the backstretch workers out at Keeneland. So it provides weekly meals and groceries to those stable area workers that are caring for the horses at Keeneland and at the Thoroughbred Center. And when you wager with Keeneland Select this month, some of those funds go to support this Nourish the Backstretch program. So it's a great cause, one of the ways that Keeneland Select customers get to give back to the industry. This is another example of that, but we encourage folks to spread the word, so we'll maybe pick up a few more Keeneland Select customers and get a little more funding for this Nourish the Backstretch program.
Yeah, that'd be great. We've been looking at ways to give back to the community. A lot of the people at Keeneland, since we didn't have the spring meet, we've been feeding people downtown. Our Keeneland hospitality people have been involved in that. And this was just an initiative. We wanted to take care of some people that deserve it. We've got a backstretch community that's been taking care of these horses since they've been unable to race. Their finances, obviously, are probably not as good as they would have been if we were racing. And we've been trying to take care of them as a community, and we are funding 100% of that initiative in May from the proceeds of Keeneland Select Wagering.
Glad to hear that. So best of luck to everybody with their wagers this weekend, and we'll be back next week for some stakes racing at Churchill Downs on our In the Money podcast or KeenelandSelect.com.